We're on Daf Mem Dalid Omer Aleph, and we got up to Enochinami, which is on the top of the Amud. Let's just, in order to have a soft landing here, let's just review. We had a statement of Ze'iri, and Ze'iri says in expounding and expanding on Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe that this principle called Heter Mitzaref Le'Isur applies not only to the case of Nazir, derived from Mishras, but also to the case of Siar, which means the Isra HaKtara of Siar in the Mincha, on the Mizbeach. And Ze'iri is based on the fact that you can violate this Isra Lav of Baal Taktiru, even if you have a Chatzi Zayis of Siar and a Chatzi Zayis of Matzah, and we're going to apply the principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isur. And the Gemara now asks the following question on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis: what about Rabbi Eliezer, who derives from the Pasuk Kol in the case of chametz, that chametz b'tarovos is asur b'isur lav? And since Ze'iri derives his conclusion about heter mitztarif l'isur in haktaras siar from the pasuk kol, the extra kol, that immediately leads us to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who darshins kol not only in this case of kol siar v'chol dvash lo saktiri bimenu, but we should also apply the kol to a case of a mixture of half a zayis of chametz, like for example in the case of Kutach HaBavli with half a kezayis of heter. And that's the Gemara here on the top of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis that we learned yesterday. Le'inyan chametz bepesach nami, Rabbi Eliezer should apply the principle of heter mitztarif le'isur not only to nazir and taktaras siar, but he should also apply to chametz bepesach, because there too we have the drasha of kol. And the Gemara says, Enochinami. There's no question that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Heter Mitztarif L'Isur is a principle that applies to chametz as well. And now the Gemara is asking, well, why does the Iri tell us that in addition to Nazir, Heter Mitztarif L'Isur applies in the case of Haktaras Siar? Why doesn't he mention chametz? And I think the underlying premise of this makshan is that there must be some extra chidush that Ze'iri wanted to add here by mentioning Haktaras Siar and Heter Mitztarif L'Isur as applies there. And that's why Ze'iri didn't even mention Chametz bePesach. No doubt that in Chametz bePesach, Ze'iri would certainly agree that Heter Mitztarif L'Isur according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer consistently derives this principle of Tarovos from the word Kol, and that appears not only in the parasha of Haktaras Siar, but also in the parasha of Chametz, Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. But Ze'iri felt that he has to be mechadish this chiddush in the case of Siar. He doesn't mention chametz, but certainly Ze'iri would apply, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the principle of Heter Mitztarif L'Isur and chametz as well. Now, we should point out that the Ramban has a different girsa in our Gemara. Our girsa says, Ihochi le'inyan chametz bepesach nami. That Ze'iri should hold hetem and staff lisa as a principle applies not only in the cases of Nazir and Siyar, but also in the case of chametz. So we now have, according to this Gemara, le'inyan chametz pesach nami, we have three isurim in this circle of hetem et starf le'isur. And based on our girsa that there are only three surim because the Gemara is now adding chametz bepesach to the club, to the giving of membership to the club, the Meiri says that in all other isurim, we do not apply the principle of hetem et starf le'isur. And not only that, he says that in other Isurim, you'll find the word kol. For example, in Vayikra Perek Gimel, you have the pasuk kol dam, lo sochelu. Or, for example, in Vayikra Yud Aleph, it says kol sheretz ha'of, lo sochelu. The word kol again appears. In fish, also in the same Parsha Shmini, it says kol asher ein lo snapir v'kas keses, lo sochelu. And if we fast forward to Parshas Re'eh, it says, "Kol lo sochel kol to'eva." So we have now the following issue. Since there are so many isurim in the Torah that are formulated with the word kol, why don't we derive hetem et starf l'isur in all isurim, or at least in all isurim that have the word kol in it? Says the Meiri, in all Isurim Acherim, we need the word kol for, as he calls it, gufa inyan, because yesh bahem harbe minim. For example, in the case of chelev, it says kol chelev, and yet the Isur chelev applies only in behema and not in chaya. Or, for example, in the case of dam, dam applies to dogim. I'm sorry, applies to basar and ofos, but doesn't apply to dogim and chagovim. So since there are many different minim of these particular surim, chelev, dam, etc., if the Torah didn't write the word kol, we would not know exactly which minim are included. Do we have an expansive scope as far as those Isurim is concerned? But, says the Meiri, in the case of Chametz, the Torah did not have to include other minim with the word kol, because Chametz l'achila, there's only one min. Or, for example, in Akhtarah, there's only one siyar. And the Meiri asks himself the kashya, well, wait a minute, even in the case of Chametz, we have five mini dagon. So maybe I need the word kol to include all these minim, like what we said before in the case of dogim and shrotzim and dam, there are many different minim, so maybe we need the word kol. And the answer is that ein bi echad me'aminim roi lefakbek b'chimutzo yosem mechavero, that each one of the five species of grains has the same potential for fermentation and for the shame chametz. So therefore we have the extra word kol, and that word kol is going to teach me hetem et starf le'isur. And so too in the case of Akhtara, we don't have different minim of siar, we only have one min of siar, and therefore the word kol is extra to teach me hetem et starf le'isur. And again, in the case of Nazir, we had hetem et starf le'isur derived from Mishras. Bottom line is, our girsa and the embellishment of the Meiri indicates that according to Ze'iri, Heter Mitzarif Lisa applies in three and only three cases. The Ramban has a different girsa. And the Ramban bases himself on a Gemara in Nazir, on Daf Lamed Vav. Here's the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Keman Kirabi Eliezer Didorish Kol, which is word for word what we have here in our Gemara on the bottom of Mem Gimel on the base. Kiman ki Rabbi Eliezer de Dorish Kol. And then my iria ha afilu kol isurim shabatora heter mitztarif leisur de gomar michavitz. Meaning that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that we derive from chametz all isurim shabatora sheheter mitztarif leisur. Some we have two shitos in the Rishonim as to how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. According to one school of thought, we'll call it Rashi in the Meiri right now, Rabbi Eliezer only has Heter Mitztarif Le'isur in three cases. According to the Ramban, based on his Girsa in Masechta Nazir, which we don't have that Girsa, that we derive all Isur and Shabbat Torah, that Heter Mitztarif Le'isur from Chametz. And that's going to be the two approaches to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Now, we are up to the Gemara of Lafuke Mirabaye. What is Lafuke Mirabaye? The reason why Zairi puts all his emphasis on Haktaras Si'or, formulating the halacha that according to Rabbi Eliezer in Haktaras Si'or, we have a principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'isur, and he doesn't mention anything else, which according to Rashi would mean he doesn't mention Chametz, or according to Ramban, he mentions no other Isurim. There's some special emphasis here in Zairi on Haktaras Si'or, and that's Lafuke Mirabai. Now, the premise of the Gemara that we're about to learn is that, according to Abaye, even a chatzi shir of Si'or is included in the prohibition of Haktar al Gabi Mizbeach, and therefore, there's no chidush in the principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'isur. Heter Mitztarif Le'isur, according to Abaye, adds absolutely nothing. Why? Because Heter Mitztarif Le'isur is a principle that applies when you have a requirement of a shir. And then you can be mashing the shir with the heter. But if there is no shir, which we're going to try to prove according to Abaye, then there is no Heter Mitztarif Le'isur. It's pointless. It's an exercise in futility to talk about Heter Mitztarif Le'isur if there's no shir. The whole principle and the thrust and the purpose of Heter Mitztarif Le'isur is when you need a shir and you want to integrate the heter into the shir. But if there's no shir, then there's no Heter Mitztarif Le'isur. And Zairi is going to argue that there is a shear, a minimum shear in Haktaras Si'or, to violate that lav of Lo Saktiru. And now we're going to comprise that shear by adding A plus B, Heter and Iser. That's called Heter Mitztarif Le'isur. Lafuki mit Abaye, because Abaye holds that there's no minimum shear for Haktaras Si'or al Gabi Mizbeach, that lav applies even with kolshu, in the most minimal amount. Lafuki min Abaye di Omar yesh haktora lepochos mikizayis. Abaye mesechta menochos on Daphnun Ches goes on record as saying that you chayev for haktora even in less than a kizayis. There is no kizayis requirement as a shear with regard to haktora siyor al gabi mizbeach. And therefore there's no need to be mashlim the shir by adding heter, matzah, for example, to be mashlim the shir kizayis of haktaras siyor, because there is no shir kizayis of an haktaras siyor. And Kol Mashmal and Ziri wants to tell us now that haktara lav lefachos mikizayis, meaning to violate the lav and be considered a haktara, you need a kizayis. Just like in achila, we have a principle called ein achila pachos mikizayis. so too in Aktora, in Aktora Pochas Mikizayis. And you're not going to be Chayef Aktora Siyor in less than a Kizayis, unless we apply the principle of Heter Mitztarif Leisur. So that even though we need a minimum of Kizayis to qualify as a Aktora, Mais Aktora, to violate this law, we have a Kizayis. What do you mean we have a Kizayis? We only have a half a Kizayis. The other half is Matzah. But the answer is, Hetem Itztarif Le'isur. Now, where does Abaye come from when he says that Yechayev Aktora Siyor in a Kol Shehu? So the answer to that question is back here on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, because Rashi, if you recall, interpreted the sugya of Hetem Itztarif Le'isur according to Abaye. And let's just review a little bit of what we know for Abaye. And the Gemara Nozir says that according to Abaye, one second, maybe it's easier. Just give me a minute to find. Just one second. Right. So what happens is the following. There's a machlokas in Nozir that we mentioned 2 days ago between Abaye and Rava. Rava assumes that Kmitza is two Zaysim, a minimum of two Zaysim. The Yisra HaKtorah then, where the Torah says Kol, reduces it from two Zaysim to one Zays. Abaye, on the other hand, holds that there's Kmitza of a Kizayis, and the Yisra HaKtorah therefore would be a Kizayis, but the Torah says Kol, to reduce it below a Kizayis. Oh, if that be the case, the Gemara says that according to Shitas Abaye, I have no need for the principle of Hetem Itztarif Le'isur. But according to Ze'iri, he's not on board with Abaye. He holds, like Rava, that Haktorah requires a minimum of a Kizayis. He doesn't have the call to reduce it from one Zayis to less than one Zayis. And that's the chiddush here of Ze'iri, Lafuki ben Abaye, that the principle of Hetem Itztarif Le'isur is very alive and active with regard to Haktorah, because Ein Haktorah Pachos Mikizayis, if he has, let's say, a half a Zayis of Siyor together with a half a Zayis of Matzah in this Haktorah, he's going to be chayav as if there was Aktorah of a Kizayis of Siyor. Again, getting back to the lumdus of the Keren Ora, etc., that we just need a Mais Aktorah, and therefore the shear of Kizayis is not inherent in the Siyor, it's just to set up a Haktorah. And now we're going to apply the principle of Hetem Itztarif Le'isur. Ein Achinami, Ze'iri would certainly accept that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have the word kol in the parash of chametz, kol machmetzes lo sochelu, which is going to teach us that chametz al yidei taroves is heter mitztarif le'isur. But Ze'iri went out of his way to focus and single out the case of Haktorah to establish the chiddush of lafuke mi davai. Okay. Now, what we're about to embark upon is another Isur that we haven't discussed until now, and to analyze whether Hetem Itztarif Le'isur applies in that Isur. And now we're going to talk about Truma Lazar. Abaye is sitting at the feet of Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi is the one who, on the bottom of Mem Gimel and Beis, had quoted Rav Yochanan as saying that Kol Isur Shabbat Torah ain hetem itstarf leisur, and the only exception is Nazir, and then Ze'iri embellishes, expands Rav Yochanan to include Haktorah Sior, and we have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in Chametz U'Matzah to include Chametz U'Matzah. Now Abaye hears this shtickel Torah, this presentation of Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he raises his hand and he objects and he says, well, I'm going to prove to you that even in Truma, we're going to apply the principle of Hetem Itztarif L'Isur. But now we're going to learn a Mishnah. This Mishnah is not in Masechta Trumas, but rather in Masechta Tful Yom. And the question is, if you have a mixture of Truma in a pot, and you're cooking Truma together with other kinds of spices, and garlic, and so forth, there's oil in the pot, and those additions are not Truma, so you have this mix-up, which is called a mikpah. Mikpah is like a thick soup or a thick tavshil. And it's like a cereal that's made of grains, which are truma in this case. Plus, he mixes in other ingredients into the pot, which are not truma. And now we have something called a Tful Yom. And I'll say a few words about Tful Yom, but what we have to know here, the bottom line, is that Tful Yom passels Truma b'mago'o. So a Tful Yom is on the last day of his Tara, if it's a Tumas Yom, so it's on that very day, or if it's a Tumas Shiva, it's on the seventh day. And he's allowed to go to Mikvah. But although his tvila b'mikvah will purify him as far as mago with chulin is concerned, but as far as truma and kodshim, he is still considered tame until he has what's called harif shemesh. So, for example, at 12 noon, he went to the mikveh. Sunset is at 5. And during that period of 5 hours, he's called a tvul yom. And his maga passels truma. Now, why do we use the word passeling truma? We should use the word being metame truma. He's not metame truma. Why? Because that truma does not convey tuma if it comes in contact with anything else. So that's why we use the word psul truma. But basically it means the truma is truma tmea. Now, what happens in a case where you have this mikvah, you have this mixture, and the tvul yom came in contact not with the truma, but rather with the shemen, or the tavlin, or the shum, which are chul. And again, don't ask me, Tosis is going to deal with the issue of the physics of it. How do we know that he only came in contact with the shemen and not with the truma itself? And Tosis, Dira Maschil, Mokom here, the second Tosis here on Mem Dalet, he's going to come to a radical conclusion that the whole Mishnah in Tvul Yom is talking about a case of Nikarim, that you could actually identify the Daisa, the cereal element, and you could identify the shemen and the shum. Now, assuming, A, I could identify the shum, let's just talk about the shum as an example, and B, I know for sure that the tvul yom came in contact with the shum and not with the truma, then the only way I could justify the Mishnah, which states that the entire mixture including the truma, becomes tamei posel, is if I assume, that's Abai's logic, heter mitztaref le'isur, that within this mixture, the shemen no longer, or the shum, right, no longer maintains its old status as chulin, but rather it takes on the status of the truma. Now keep in mind, we haven't yet gotten to the discussion about a zar eating this mixture to make it similar to the case of a nazir who, you know, he imbibes this wine that's mixed with bread, or the case of chametz bePesach where he eats the kutach habavli. Now we're talking about tumah, and Abaye is going to make this equation, or shall we say an analogy, between the laws of tumah and the laws of isur achila. And just like in our paradigmic cases of heter mitztaref le'isur, when we talk about an isur achila, the heter now takes on the complexion of the isur to such extent that we could be mitzarif the heter to the isur to comprise a shear of kizayis. So too, with regard to tumah, the heter, which means the chulin, that's the shum or the shemen, takes on the complexion of truma, as if to say it now became truma. And the nafkamina is that his maga in the shemen is considered a maga in the truma, as if he came in contact with the entire mikvah, and therefore the mikvah becomes posel, becomes tummy. So I'm just giving you the broad sketch outline of what Abai's purpose is, what his goal is. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamer lei la shmaitita. So Rav Dimi is quoting Rav Yochanan that only in the case of nazir do we apply the principle of hetem mitztaref le'isur. Amalei Abai l'Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi, how could you make such a statement? V'chi kol isur shebetorah ein hetem mitztaref le'isur v'atnan. We have a Mishnah in Tevul Yom that's going to prove to us that hetem mitztaref le'isur applies in the case of truma. HaMikvah shel truma vehashum vashemen shel chulin. You have this mikvah, which we can call it a tarovis, right? It's a tavshil that's cooking. And as we said before, it has an edaisa, which is truma, and it's got also shemen or shum, which is chulin. And it's all mixed up in a tavshil. Rashi's going to learn that ein nikarim bo. Okay, we'll see exactly how the Mefarshim derive this conclusion from Rashi, that Rashi actually is committed to that position. Tosus is going to disagree. But be that as it may, v'nogat tful yom b'miktsasan. Now, miktsasan means that apparently we can testify that the Tful Yom only came in contact with the Chulin element in this Tarovis. That's impossible, according to Rashi, because Rashi is saying that it's Me'uravim Zebazeh, it is Enom Nikarim. So I don't know how, again, just leaving that Kasha that we'll have to come back to, how Rashi is going to understand this Mishnah that says that the case is that the Tfuyom came in contact with the Chulin element in this mikvah, not with the Truma element. Pasal es kulam. The entire mikvah, including the Truma, that's the main discussion that we're having, is became pasal. And that means that we have a kind of a greira kind of halacha here. You know, it reminds me of the sugin erevin with the chatzer hagdola that's prutza to the chatzer ktana. We said that there's a greira halacha, you remember? And you know, in the Ketana, we consider as if the Gdola is in the Ketana, with all those nafkaminas. Anyway, there's also kind of a similar halach of Grera here, that the Chulin is Nigrar, Basar the Truma, in such a way that the Chulin is now considered like Truma. And the Tfulyom passels Truma, he passels now the entire mikvah, because the chulin itself is considered truma. So you have different elements here of truma, but they're all truma. And once he has a maga in any part of this mikvah, the entire mikvah becomes posel, and all the truma is now truma psua. That's the resha of the Mishnah in Tful Yom. Now, applying this halacha of chulin nigrarim, Achrea, that even the chulin is considered truma, as far as tumas mag of etful yom is concerned, that, says Abai, is predicated on the principle of hetem and starf l'isur. The truma is now the isur, as far as the issue of tful yom. The chulin is the heter, and the chulin loses its identity and takes on the identity of the isur, of the truma. That's Abai's logic. Now we get to the sefer of the Mishnah in Tful Yom. I still want to talk to you about the Reisha. I'm not finished with the Reisha yet, but let's just read the sefer. And it says that in a case where HaMikvah Shel Chulin, let's turn everything inside out, upside down, and the Daisa, the cereal of the five pieces of grains, is chulin, vashum vashemen shel truma. V'nogal tfuyom b'miktsason lo pasal ela mokom ago bilvat. In such a case, the chulin remains chulin, and the shum v'shemen remain separate from the chulin, and here we're not going to say that the chulin is nigrarim, basar, the truma, that the chulin now takes on the identity of the truma to become truma psula. We're not going to apply that principle here. And the reason for that is because the ikar of this mikvah is chulin. The ikar is not nigrar, basar, the tofel. And the mikvah, which now is primarily the daisa, is chulin. It will not be nigrar, basar, the shum, and achrei hashum hashemen. And therefore, this mixture is a mixture of chulin and truma. The chulin remains chulin. The truma remains truma. And therefore, we have to know what he came in contact with. If he came in contact with the shum or the shemen, then that's exactly what became pasul. It's not that the entire mikvah has now turned into one entity of truma, such that if he, wherever he touches, north, east, it doesn't matter where, it's going to pasul the entire mixture. But rather, it's only pasul b'makom mago. So if he touches the shum or the shemen, that place where he's nogea is pasul, but not any place else. The shum and the shemen in this kedera are a separate entity. And again, what that means is that according to the sefer, even if, let's say, he comes in contact with shum and shemen on the right side of this mikvah, the shum and shemen on the left side of the mikvah remain kosher, remain truma. Why? Because now we don't have this entity which in its entirety is truma. We have truma here and truma there, and the maga of a tful yom passes the truma in the makom hanegia, wherever he came in contact with the truma. In other words, unless we would apply the principle of Heter Mitztarfli Iser and join and integrate everything together as one entity, as a chibur, then everything remains separate within this mikvah. And whatever he touched, that's become possible. Okay, fine. That's a case where the mikvah is a mikvah shel chulin. Let's go back to the reisha. The reisha is a mikvah shel truma. Okay. So now, we said that the shum and the shemen are not nikar, according to Rashi. This is Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil Mokom, according to the way Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Hochi Gar Sinan, understands Rashi. Okay. One second. Mokom. Oh, you see that Rashi, about 15 lines down from the top, uses the word dimua. And Tosis, Hachi Garcina Rashi Mokom, the second Tosis, about 5 lines down from the top, Pirish. He quotes Rashi, and Rashi holds that this is a dimua d'rabbanan. Now, I'm not sure at this point what the word d'rabbanan means here, but let's just emphasize the word dimua for the time being. And Tosus thinks that according to Rashi, we're talking about a mixture where the shemen and the shum are not Nikarin. Not Nikarin. However, Tosus says it doesn't make any sense because it says Nagat Fulyom Bimiktasan, which means that even though the mixture here between the Truma and the Shum and the Shemen on them all muravim, but what does it mean, naga b'miktsasan? In other words, we can testify to the fact that his contact was not with the truma, but rather was with the shum or with the shemen. Tosa says it must be that the shum and shemen are nikarim. And this is against Rashi. Because Rashi says that we're talking about a case of Enom Nikarim, which is called Dimua. So apparently, Rashi's going to have to backtrack here and say that what it means in the Mishnah, it says Bimiktasan, it means, how is Rashi learning the word miktsasan? Again, if it's all mixed up according to Rashi and it's ein be'en, what does the word miktsasan mean? Again, what do we have in this mixture? We have truma, we have shum, we have shemen, and now we have naga b'miktasan. B'miktasan. And it's trying to figure out how Rashi interprets that word b'miktasan. I mean, there's one mixture over here, and you cannot identify any of the you can't single out any of the elements in this mixture. Okay, so I don't know. We're going to have to come back to that word b'miktsasam and see how to work that out according to Rashi. So I have a note here that just gives you a little background. I think we've more or less presented this. I'll just review it. A tame from the time that he goes into the mikvah until Harif Shemesh, let's say till either Shkia or more likely Tzeisa Kochav. Anyway, he's called a Tful Yom. If he comes in contact with either solid foods or beverages, if they're chulin, they remain tar because he already went to mikvah. But if he comes in contact with Kodshim or with Truma, he passels them. So that we know. Now, the reason why, again, it says that it passel, that the Fulyon passels the Truma, it doesn't say he's metame it, because even though the Truma itself becomes Tmeya, but it's not metame other things. That's a Sugya Mesechta Me'ila. Now, according to Rashi, the Mishnah of Grera, as we said, the Reisha, the Mishnah that says that the Shum and the Shemen are Nigrarim and they get the status of Truma, that's based on Chibur. In other words, we view the whole Tavshil as one Mechubar Tavshil, and therefore when the Tvul Yom has contact with this side of the Mikvah, it's as if he came in contact with the entire mikvah because it's one complete chibur, and he passels the entire mixture. We're not going to say, well, you know what, the shum, the shemen of chulin that are inside the tavshil, and they're going to make a hefsek, so to speak, and we divide up the mixture into different parts. You know, there's the, you know, truma on this part, and then you have the shum and the shemen on this part, and then other truma on the other part, and well, he doesn't passel the other truma, he only passels this truma. No, we're going to say that his maga passels the entire mixture because it's considered one chibur. Okay. Vavinan ba. Now, Abai tells us that there was a question that we raised with regard to the Mishnah in Tful Yom. It says let's go, for example, in the Seifa, the case where the mikvah was chulin, and the Mishnah says lo pasal ela makom mago bilvat. Vavina ba makom mago amai psula. A bottle who tavlin berov. So the Makshon, the Shoel, is of the opinion that the chulin. Just one second. The chulin is right. The chulin is the rov. That's what we said in the sefer. And the truma is the miut. If you have a mixture of rov chulin and miut truma, so let's say one piece of truma falls into a mixture of three pieces, two of which are chulin, then the truma is batel. Now keep in mind, I don't want to confuse you, but truma is Ola b'meya. We need 100 chulin against the truma, but that's all derabbanan. Now we're dealing with the doraisa halacha, and on a doraisa level, according to this makshon, the Gemara is going to reject this premise. The truma is batel berov, like any din of bitel berov. The Torah says achirab lahatos, and is bitel berov. So the Gemara therefore asks if in this sefer, the shum and the shemen, which is the miut of this mikvah, is truma. That miut should be batel berov. Rov is daisa. Rov is chulin. And the miyud should be batal barov. Why is it that we're saying that mako mago is posel, and therefore the truma element in this mixture is going to be posel? Why? There is no truma. What happened to the truma? The truma was batal. Okay, that's the question that was asked. So that the underlying premise of the Shoel in this Gemara is that the Tavlinin of Truma are bottle in the Rov, and Minat Torah, the Miu Truma is bottle in the Rov Chul. Now I think we can perhaps shed light on Rashi's phrase here that we mentioned before, Dimua Midrabanan. It's a funny way of saying it, but the real thrust of Rashi when he says Dimua Drabanan is to tell you what the Daraisa halacha is. That on a Daraisa level, it's not called Dimua, because Midaraisa, the Truma is Bato Barov, because the Truma is the mute. The Shum and the Shemen in the Sefer, the Mishnah Tful Yom, is the mute, and the mute is Bato Barov. So when Rashi uses the phrase Dimua Drabanan, basically what he's telling is us that Minat Torah, Miu Truma, Batel Barov Chulin. And Rashi's saying that the Pasuk Achrei Rabim Lahatos applies to Truma no less than applies to any Rov. And the Rov is Mavatel the Miut, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. In this case, the Rov is Chulin, it's Mavatel the Truma. Midrabanan is something called Dimua. The Rabbanu were Machmir, and they enacted a Gzera, and they said that when Truma mixes together with Chulin, even though it's Rov Chulin, we're not going to allow a Zar to eat this mixture. Why? Because Midrabanan, it's not Batal Barov. We're going to need what's called Bitul B'meya, Ola B'meya. All that is the Rabbanan now. And what's important to us is on a Doraisa level, the Chulin is Batel Berov. I'm sorry. Did I say the Chulin is Batel Berov? I'm sorry. The Truma is Batel Berov. The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabba comes to save the day and give some explanation to the Sefer. Matam, why is it that the Truma is not Batal Barov? Hoil Vizar Lokal Leim Bekizayis. Meaning that Rabba holds that this Mishnah, the Sefer, the Mishnah Tful Yom, is predicated on the assumption that there is no Bitul Barov as far as Truma is concerned, not the way the Shoel understood it, that the Halach of Achiram Lahatos should apply to Truma as well. It does not apply. There's no Bitul Barov in Truma. You need Mea. The Halach of Bitul B'Mea is not a rabbinic enactment, but rather a Doraisa Halach. We have to understand why. I mean, what happened to Bitul Barov? And therefore, Zar, if a Zar eats this taroves, loka leam bekizayis, if he eats one kizayis from this mixture, the rov of which is chulin, the meat of which is truma, he gets malchus as a Zar shochel truma. One kizayis he ate from this mixture. How could it be? So Abaye is going to derive from this heter mitztar fleiser. If you don't apply heter mitztar fleiser, how could Rabbah make the statement that if he eats this mixture of truma, where the truma is the miut, and chulin, for one kezias that he ate from the mixture, he's chayav malchus. The only possible way that we can understand this, says Abai, is hetem itzarif leisa. Hechidomi, this Abai talking. Lav mishum de hetem itzarif leisa. How is it possible that a Zar should get Malkus for eating a kezias of this mikvah? Where did he eat a kezias of truma? Okay, you're right. There's no bittul. According to Rabbah, Minatora truma is not bottle b'roh. But to say that he gets Malkus for eating a kezias, how could you say such a thing? There's no chance that when he ate the kezias, he ate a kezias of truma. Because whatever kezias he takes out of this mixture is going to be made up of chulin. Why? Because the daisa, which is the primary element in the sefer of our mission in Tevilyom, is chulin. So when he takes a bite out of this mikvah and he eats a kezias, there's no question that part of that kezias, and I would say most of that kezias, is chulin. Again, he may be getting some, you know, some shemen and some shum in there, because those tavlinim are truma, but certainly not a kezias is worth. Therefore, says Abai, the only way that we can explain this Mishnah, based on Rabbah, is if we assume hetem mitzarif leisa, and that applies to truma as well. Why do you assume, Rav Dimi, in the name of Rav Yochanan, that hetem mitzarif leisa only applies to Nazir? Hine, here I'm going to prove to you it applies to Truma as well. So the Shemen and the Shum, which is Truma and is the Miut, is Machayev Kezais when he eats a Kezais from the whole mixture, because the Heter, meaning the Chulin, became Truma. Now again, you're going to have to ask yourself, well, if the chulin became truma, then why is it that the maga of Tful Yom only passes bimkomo? Now we have one whole entity. But again, before we get to that question, let's just enjoy Abai's conclusion. Abai is saying that your chay for achila, now we introduce the zar who's eating a kezias out of this mixture, the mixture of which the rov is chulin, he's chay malchus, according to Rabbah. And why? Only if you say hetem itzarif leisa. And again, all this is predicated on Shitas Rabbah, that truma is not betel barov. You need mea. And that's a doraisa halacha. That's not a dimua derabanan. Hence, on a doraisa level, there is truma in the mixture. Okay, there's truma in the mixture. I understand very well there's truma in the mixture. And it's not batel. I grant you that. The shemen and the shum of this mixture, of this mikveh, is not batel. It's truma she'ena b'tela. But does that mean, therefore, that when I eat a kezias of this mixture, and most of that kezias is made up of the daisa, which is chulin, I'm going to get malchus for that? There's no way under the sun that you could explain that, and just unless you assume then hetem itzarif leisa. So Rav Dimi rejects the proof of Abaye. Lo, he says, Rabbah did not mean that if you eat a kezias from this mikvah, you chayev malchus based on hetem itzarif leisa. No. My kezias, what did Rabbah mean when he said to get malchus for achilas kezias? De'ika kezias b'chdei achilas pras. Okay, now kezias b'chdei achilas pras is a big, big sugya. And before we get to that gigantic sugya, we're like jumping into Mayim Shein Lehem Sofer with kezias b'chdei achilas pras, which has repercussions in so many, so many different areas of halacha. Let's make a few preliminary comments. Okay. Now, I'm going to quote to you one of the most important Rishonim on Pesachim. I've never heard of him elsewhere, on other Masechtas. That's Maharam Chalva. And the Maharam Chalva writes that clearly, from Abai's logic of Hetem Mitztarif Le'Iser, to explain why according to Rabbah, Yochayev Malkus feeding Kezayis of this mikvah, and let's say we're not talking about Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, we have Hetem Mitztarif Le'Iser, it would seem that Hetem Mitztarif Le'Iser in this sugya of Abaye applies even when the rov is Heter. And we mentioned that the Gemara Nazir, this we mentioned 2 days ago in our introduction to this sugya, on Daf Lamed Zayin and Masechta Nazir, it says that if the rov is Heter, then the rov is not Mitztarif Le'Iser. So the Maharam Chalva leaves this as an open-ended contradiction between two sugyas. Our sugya of Abaye here in Pesachim and the sugya of the Gemara Nazir Lamed Zayin. Here in Abaye we're talking about a rov heter, meaning rov chulin, and nevertheless we're going to apply the principle of heter mitztarif le'isur, where the rov now is mitztarif to the isur that's a mute. The Gemara Nazir says just the opposite, that we only apply heter mitztarif le'isur when the rov is the isur. Now, not only does the Maharam Chalava raise this question here in Pesachim, but Tosfos in Masechta Nazir raises this question. And Tosfos points out that it all depends upon another element of variable in the equation, which we mentioned in our introduction, and that is Nesinas Tam. If the Isur gives Tam into the Heter, then even if the Isur is a mute, we will apply the principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'Iser. The Gemara Nazir is talking about a case where the Iser gives absolutely no tam into the Heter. Therefore, if the Iser is mute and the Heter is rove, we're not going to apply the principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'Iser in the opposite direction, taking from the rove Heter and schlepping it over to the Isur. That doesn't make any sense. That's the sugya in Nazir. But if this miut of Isur is powerful enough to give a tam of Isur in the rov heter, that's already a whole different story. And then we're going to apply the principle of heter mitztarif le'Isur. And Rabosai, again, I'm just sharing with you my confusion here, because that leads me back to the original question that I asked you in the introduction, that the Ramban learns that Heter Mitztarif Le'Iser only applies when there's an Asinas Tam of Iser in the Heter, and I asked you the question, if that be the case, that's called Tam Ki'ikar. What is the gap here? What is the increment that takes me from Tam Ki'ikar to Heter Mitztarif Le'Iser? If you're talking about a case of an Asinas Tam. Again, I don't want you to identify Tosus in Nazir with this Ramban. Tosfos in Nazir is saying that if you have a case of rov heter, we cannot apply the principle of heter mitztarif le'Iser unless there's a sinas tam of the Iser and the heter. But let's say in a case of rov Iser, where there's no sinas tam, let's call yovish be yovish. So the man eats grapes, he's a Nazir, right? And he eats grapes and bread in the same mouthful, and there's no tam of the grapes in the bread, but there's less than a kezayis of anovim. In such a case, we'll apply the principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'Iser, even though there's no nesinas tam. When does Tosfos qualify that Heter Mitztarif Le'Iser requires this condition of nesinas tam? That's only in a case where there's rov heter. So the Isur, in order to have an impact and be Moshech, the Isur, I'm sorry, in order for the Isur to have the impact of being Moshech the Heter, we need, if the Isur is a mute, Nesinas Tam. That's going to be the what's it called, the agent, what's the word I'm looking for, the catalyst, right, the catalyst of Hetem Itztarif L'Isur. But the Rabban is making a general question, comment. He's saying that Hetem Itztarif L'Isur only applies when you have Nesinas Tam. And that's where I'm baffled here, according to the Ramban. Why do I need this principle of Hetem Itztarif L'Isur if I already have the principle of Tam Ki Ikar? Unless the Ramban holds that Tam Ki Ikar is the Rabbanon or something along that line. But I would not raise this question of Tam Ki Ikar with regard to Tosfos, because Tosfos is talking about a case where the Isur is the Miut and the Heter is the Rov. So what are we looking at for tomorrow's shiur about Kizayis B'Techius Pras? We're going to talk about a mikveh that has Shum Shemen of Truma, and has a shiur that if he eats from the mikveh a shiur of Pras, which is a Chatzi Kikar, equal to our Boa Beitzim, then it's considered as if he ate a Kizayis of the Shum and the Shemen Liv Adam alone, and therefore it's a zar she'ochel min ha-mikvah, a shir of pras, and he gets malchus. Because min ha-Torah, the truma is not betel berov, and therefore the zar who eats the shir of pras from this tarovus is going to get malchus, because we assume he ate a kezias in the pras. And therefore, even as far as tumah is concerned, it has a shame truma, and that's why it's full yom pasels the kedera, at least in mako mago, in the sefer of the Mishnah in Tful Yom. So Bli Neder, that's what we're going to analyze tomorrow, about one third of the way down here on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, De'ika Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Thank you very much.